Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, I open up the way I've opened up so many times before. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. We're in a week of revival, and the Word of God, it was so strong the first two nights that I'm still feasting and celebrating the awesomeness and the goodness of our God. He is real. Saints of God, listen to me. Wherever you are, whatever is happening in your life, this too will pass. Do not allow the circumstances to get the best of you. You are a child of God, and because you are a child of God, you win. Listen to me. You win. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but it's not about your feelings. It's not about what you can see. It's about the assurance in your faith that God can, will, and is able to make a way out of no way. Please understand, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Can I say that to you again? When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And sometimes what we got to do is, instead of us getting discouraged and hurt and feeling low, I think we need to start speaking to ourselves, God is up to something. That's my remedy. That's how I handle things. If I don't understand it and I can't figure it out, God is up to something. Sometimes God don't want you. God doesn't want you. He doesn't want you to figure it out. He wants you to trust Him. Can I say that to you again? I just helped somebody. I felt it. He didn't want you to figure it out. You want to figure out what is going on. What in the world is happening? That's a part of the thought pattern. But God didn't want you to figure it out. He just wants you to trust Him. Trust that where He has you, He's going to provide for you. Doesn't matter where it is. It could be in the desert or it could be in the sea. It could be anywhere. God says you don't have to know. You just need to know Me. You need to know that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. And this morning, as we look upon the goodness and the kindness of God, it's important that you really recognize God's got you. He knows what He's doing. Trust Him now. Trust Him with this mother. Trust Him with that, my brother. Trust Him with this. This, I can't tell you because I don't know what your this is. But whatever your this is, trust Him with this one. You've trusted Him before. Now this is a need for you to elevate your trust, your reliance, your dependency on God. Trust that God knows what He's doing. Trust that God is going to work it out in your favor. Now, it doesn't always feel good while going through the process, but that's all right. You have to trust Him. And it's just like being healed. Sometimes you get an instantaneous healing, and other times you got to walk it out. I think the man of God brought that out on Monday night. He was very clear. You know, when the lepers, the 10, as they went, they were healed. And then when the one went, was going, and he realized that everything had changed in his life, he turned back and went and thanked God. But the whole essence of the story is to remind you that some things you're going to have to walk out. You're going to have to walk on a word when you don't even know if you can trust, or you don't feel like you can trust the word that you're walking on. The Word of God is what keeps us. And I beg you this morning, I ask you this morning, to let God work it out in your life. Let God fix it. Don't allow people's opinions, people's suggestions, to deter your faith, to make you second guess your God. All of your life, He's been faithful. All of your life, He's been faithful. All of your life, He has been faithful. Who is He? Jesus. When you didn't know how you were going to make it, He provided. When you could not see your way, He was your light in the darkness. So today, we stand with you. And we say, trust God. Trust God with this circumstance. Trust God with this situation. He'll bring it to pass. The Word of God today is in Psalms 119, which is exactly where I was on Sunday. We gave you Psalms 119, but today I want to go a little further in that psalm to 165th verse. Psalms 119 and 165th verse, because I was reading it and I saw something else I want to land in your lap today. Psalms 119 and the 165th verse. Listen to what it says. David, again, is speaking out of his testimony. He's speaking out of a lonely, a place where hurt has occurred. And listen to what he says. Great peace have those who love your word, and nothing can make them stumble. Great peace have those, meaning we are in possession of great peace, who love God's word, and nothing can make them stumble. Listen, when you got the word of God inside of you, when you understand who God is and his word is abiding in you, nothing can make you stumble. This morning, I just want to throw this in your spirit and get this to you. The pathway to peace. If you're troubled, the pathway to peace. If you're burdened, there's a pathway to peace. If you're lonely, there's a pathway to peace. If you feel like you're in trouble, there's a pathway to peace. If you feel like you're going to lose your mind, there's a pathway to peace. If your body is just not cooperating the way you think it ought to be cooperating, there's a pathway to peace. To stumble, as the text says, that nothing will make you stumble if you have a love for God's word, to stumble is to trip over and become unstable as a result of a deficiency in your stability. Now, your stability is God's word. You can try all the tricks you want to try. You can engage in all the things you want to engage in. But nothing will have the strength and the durability than the word of God. Today, it's Wednesday. I come to you strong and very convinced that only the word of God will last. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will stand forever. My brother, my sister, I need you to hear me clearly, and I need you to understand that you need to get the word of God inside of you so that when trouble comes, when heartache comes, when things burden you, you have something that can keep you stable. You will not fall if you have the word of God. People were wondering, David, how are you still standing? People are wondering about you. How are you still standing? You're still standing because you're standing on the promises of God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're standing on the promises of God. He said, you will be the head and not the tail. And even if you're not the head right now, you're standing on the promise that God will deliver. The word of God is our strength. The word of God is our peace. The word of God is the stabilizer in our lives. And if there is a deficiency in the stabilizer in your life, you will continue to fall. You'll fall to depression. You'll fall to sin. You'll fall to sickness. You'll fall to disease. But when the word of God begins to work in your life, you win. You succeed. You have victory. You have power. My brother, my sister, you woke up this morning asking the Lord for a word. You woke up this morning saying, Lord, I need to hear from you. Here's your word. Let the word work in your life. Take the word of God at its core being, at the rudimentary essence of it. Take the word of God and run with it. Stand on it and let it be your God. My brother, my sister, our stability, without any question, is God's word. We have peace because we choose to invest and trust God's word. All the stuff that's happening around you, others would have lost their mind by now. People who don't got God's word in them, they would not be able to survive. But you're surviving because you chose to trust and invest in God's word. So much is happening around, inside, and about us. But God's word is what holds us. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody else had you on their mind, and they prayed for you. And they prayed that the word of God would work in your life in seasons of hurt, in seasons of pain, in seasons of suffering. Somebody prayed for you. It could have been your pastor. It could have been your mother. It could have been your father. It could have been a church member. I don't know. But somebody prayed for you. You've come too far to allow the enemy to win now. I want to encourage you, my sister, to lift your head and be lifted. I want to encourage you, my brother, to be strong and steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because, listen, if Satan can win, he can cause havoc, not just in your life, but in the lives of many other people. Because you, my brother, and you, my sister, have other people who are connected to you. You're not here by yourself. You're not on this in this world on an island. God has connected others to you, and they're watching, and they're waiting to see the outcome of whatever it is that you're going through. And while they're waiting, they're trying to see, will I make it? And listen to me, if you don't make it, there's no way they feel they could make it, because they believe you have more power. They believe you have more God. They believe you have more word in you than they have in themselves. So therefore, they're watching your life. And God has ordained you for such a time as this. God has blessed you for such a moment as this. Stand strong and don't stumble. Because if you don't stumble, God gets the glory. God gets the glory. And the people who are connected to your life, they live. Your life will come together. The things that are bothering you, the things that are agitating you, those things will pass. But what you have to do is you got to hold fast to the word of God, knowing that he has never failed you yet. And what he has promised, it shall come to pass. Do you hear me this morning? Our anxiety and failure is a result of us placing our hope and our trust in things that are temporary. We trust things like people, our houses, our money, our jobs, temporary things. And when those temporary things don't do what we feel it ought to do, we lose confidence. We walk away. But God is saying, I've been too good to you. God is saying, you've been through too much. God is saying, I've never lied to you. God is saying, I've been your friend. I've been your family. I've been your finances. I've been your health. Trust me with this one. Trust that I can make a way. The last time you were told to trust the Lord and you took that person or that thing at its word, he brought you out, because you're still here right now. And God is saying in this moment, I need you to trust me. I'll make it right. David says in the text, great peace have those who love your word, and nothing can make them stumble. When you have the word of God in your life, nothing, absolutely nothing, can make you stumble. Why? Because you have an unyielding trust and commitment to the God who saved your soul, the God who made you whole. You see, another point the preacher made last night, the 10 leopards, they were healed, but only one of them were made whole. You see, you got to walk out what God is doing in your life, but you also got to praise him in the midst of him doing it. And that's what makes you whole. The healing is going to come. You becoming whole, mind, body, and soul. You becoming whole is wrapped up in you praising God even when whole has not arrived yet. Did y'all hear me this morning? Do you hear me, my sister? Give God glory for what he has already done, but it may not have been manifested in your life yet. You don't know when he's going to fix it. You don't know how he's going to fix it. But what you do know, he's going to fix it. He's never deserted you. He's never left you before. And he won't leave you now. Pastor, do you understand what I'm going through? I don't. But what I do know is the God you serve. And because I know the God you serve, he can do exceedingly and abundantly. And he can bless your life real good. Today's question is very simple. What is the pathway to peace? Here you go. Submission to his word. I don't want you to lose that point. Submit to God's word. David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. At some point in your life, you have to submit yourself to the word of God. The word of God is not always easy. When God speaks a word, when God sends a word, when God tells us something in his word, it's not always easy. But you got to trust it. You got to submit to it. Our submission is a self-willed situation. You get to choose whether or not you will submit to the will of God or you will allow the thing to overwhelm you, overcome you, and take you out. You get to choose that. You can't blame anybody else. It's your decision. Here's number one. You got to submit to the word. What is the pathway to peace? Our submission to his word. But here's another one. Our submission to his will. There's a purpose in your life. You are going through this street you're going down right now. God willed it so that his will can be done in your life. Sometimes we could never enjoy the blessing until after we've come out of the burden. I know you've heard these little comments before by others. But listen to me clearly. You have to go through the will of God to get to what God has willed for your life. God knows you. Before you were born, he fashioned you. He knew which route you would take. And listen, he has you on the path. Let his will be done. Your submission to his will, it really does matter. Number one, I told you, submission to his word. That's the pathway to peace. You want peace in your life, you got to submit to his word. You want peace in your life, you're going to have to submit to his will. But then finally, if you want peace in your life, you're going to have to submit to his way. Permitting how God chooses to operate is so powerful. I don't understand why God does some of the things he does. I don't understand it. I don't always agree, neither. Can I be honest with you? But it's not about me agreeing or understanding. It's about me trusting. You may not understand why you are where you are right now. You may not understand what is happening in your life right now. But you're going to have to trust God. Because you don't have any willpower to be able to change it. So why don't you just submit your will to his will? Submit your way to his way. Let your word be passed and put God's word in your life right now. And watch him do it for you. Watch him fix it for you. I told you earlier to lift your head and be lifted up. I wanted you to understand that if you let the word of God work in your life, if you submit to the will of God and the way of God, you have nothing but blessings to live in. He has never left you before. He'll never leave you again. And listen to me. The presence of the Lord is more powerful than anything in this world. Let the word work in your life. That's your word today. We're going to let the word of God work in our lives. We're going to let his will be manifested and his way be had in our lives. It's the word of God, saints, that gives you peace. You going through a storm, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He'll give peace in the midst of our storms. He's healing. He's our deliverer. He's our keeper. He's our sustainer. I want you today to lift your head and be encouraged. I want you today to trust that God knows what he's doing and he's going to work it out in your favor. I want you to trust today that nothing in life is big enough to defeat you unless you are enough to let it. I want you to rise and give God glory. Wherever you are, whatever is happening, put it to the side. Trust God's word. David says, every person who possess peace today is because of God's word being trusted. It could be in the middle of the ocean. You got to trust God's word. You can't swim all of those waves. The tide is too strong. It will swamp you under. You're going to have to trust God's word. Take him at his word. And when you take him at his word, he'll bless your life. It's early in the morning. It's 5:22 in the morning. People probably will think you crazy up on during the time of prayer call. But listen, this word is what's going to save your life. It's going to strengthen your life. It's going to bring peace to your life. And God is saying, trust my word. My word will never return unto me void. His word is, you shall live and not die. His word is, I know the plan I have for you, saith the Lord. It's to prosper you and for you to be in good health. It's to give you a future and it's to give you a hope. Trust the word of God today and he'll never let you down. You will win. As a matter of fact, here's the truth. You've already won. Now walk it out. Walk into your healing. Walk into your deliverance. Walk into God fixing what you've been praying for. He'll never let you down. He'll hold you close. He'll keep you near. We serve a great and an awesome God. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace and for peace. Every person who can hear my voice, I pray for them right now. We understand that the pathway to peace is submitting to your word, to your way, and to your will. And I pray today, God, that we all submit. Yes, God, it hurts sometimes. Yes, things are confusing sometimes. Yes, things are not going the way we want them to go. But God, your will shall be done in our lives. Bless your people. Strengthen your people. Lift your people up. Give your people peace. Give your people joy. Give your people happiness. Give your people the salvation that you came to this world for. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. And now, God, we lift this morning, Sister Karen Samuels. We lift this morning, Brother Robert Coleman. We lift this morning, Brother Keenan Hunt. We lift this morning, Sister Wanda Jones. We lift this morning, Ashley and Michelle Murray. We lift this morning, Brother Benjamin Mobley. Father, we lift all of them. We say their name out loud. Father, have your way in their lives. Father, let the word work in them. Father, you didn't come this far with them to leave them now. So, Father, we pray what our prayer requests have been, and we thank you for the miracles that you have already bestowed. We thank you for how you've already opened up the doors and made ways and bridged gaps in their lives. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And yes, Lord. And now, God, we pray for those who have brought prayer lists to the call. I don't know their names, but they're calling out their names right now. Father, fix it. Father, turn it. Father, make a way in the name of Jesus. We say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Have your way in our lives. And now, God, we pray as we at the top of the week, Father, there be things that would happen. Let us trust your word. Let us walk in your word. Let your word be everything that we need. Let it satisfy every situation that happens in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. God, today, there's some special prayer requests out there. We ask, God, that you would have your way in their lives. We ask, God, that you would fix it. We ask, God, that you would turn it. Satan tries his best to break us. Satan tries his best to try to deter us, but he's a liar. He's a defeated foe. We plead the blood over the lives of those who are trusting you for something today. They win. Satan fell. And we give you glory today. We honor you in advance to everything that you're going to do in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. And God, we give you honor. And now, God, we release your people into your hands. Have your way in their lives. Bless their lives. In the name of Jesus, this is what we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Everyone have a good last week of August. Good Labor Day holiday coming.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Wonderful day. Bless his name. You love